Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Guess who? Yes, it's the old Rough Rider with another exciting episode of Rough Riders Radio. Today's topic, Republican Congressman Daryl Issa of California calls for a special prosecutor over Trump's ties to Russia. Now, remember, this guy up until recently was one of the leaders in the Benghazi hearing that went on for several years to bash Hillary Clinton over the head for her wrongdoing in Benghazi, okay? This is almost a near right-wing conservative congressman, Daryl Issa of Southern California, and he's calling for an independent inquiry into the Trump's ties with possible ties to Russia. Here goes. Well, you know, you have a problem when conservative GOP Congressman Daryl Issa is calling for a special prosecutor to look into Trump's ties with Russia and Russian intelligence operatives. This is the same GOP congressman that led the Benghazi investigation with the sole purpose of indicting Hillary Clinton and her role in the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Libya by Libyan militants in 2012. Pelosi, the Democratic minority leader in the House of Representatives, has similarly called for such an investigation that would involve a special prosecutor. It just may be that there are still some Republicans in Congress that are actually genuinely concerned about the plight of this country when it comes to foreign involvement in our political processes. That they are genuinely concerned, truly genuinely concerned, that our very sovereignty is at stake and is being threatened by a foreign power, i.e. Russia. Susan Collins, as a ranking Republican senator on the Senate Select Intelligence Committee, has made it quite clear that she will insist on calling General Michael Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor, for questioning and for using a subpoena, if necessary, to request Donald Trump's tax returns, with the clear implication that perhaps there will be evidence of Trump's financial ties to Russia that leaves him compromised and vulnerable to blackmail by the Russians. There is overwhelming circumstantial evidence to suggest that Donald Trump has sinister ties to Russia, ties that go far beyond merely traveling back and forth between the United States and Russia for visits. Trump has several business associates, originally from Russia, that have provided him, Trump, with ample financial wherewithal just to keep the Trump business enterprise chugging along over the last 15 to 20 years. One of them is Felix Sater, S-A-T-E-R, a convicted felon with an astonishing ability to acquire Stinger missiles from inside Russia for the CIA. The FM-92 Stinger is a man-portable air defense system that operates as an infrared homing surface-to-air missile, a SAM. It can be adapted to fire sitting on a wide variety of ground vehicles and even towed by a helicopter. Sater also kept the money flowing into the Trump organization from his underworld, his Russian mafia contacts inside Russia. Many of the Trump condos inside Trump Tower were bought and paid for with Russian mob money. Another one is Arif, T-E-V-F-I-K, Arif, A-R-I-F, originally from the former Soviet Republic of Kazakhstan. Tavik went from the Ministry of Commerce and Trade in 1991, making a small but steady salary each month, and ended up becoming a billionaire within less than a decade. Go figure. There's some shenanigans going on there, ladies and gentlemen. Somehow he acquired ownership of a specialty chemicals trading company, an export-import business trading in rare metals, chrome, and raw materials. Shortly thereafter, once Kazakhstan gained its independence from Russia, he took over ACCP, a chromium plant in Aktobe, Kazakhstan. Then there is Tamir Sapir, T-A-M-I-R, S-A-P-I-R, an Ashkenazi Jew who was born in Tbilisi, Georgia. He goes from being a cab driver in New York City, earning between perhaps $300 to $400 a week, to being a billionaire in just a few short years. So supposedly this guy went from sleeping in his cab to being a billionaire because he quickly made enough money selling. He did buy a electronics store in New York City by selling enough VCRs and Walkmans to make major investments in Russian carbamide, an ingredient that you add to oil that makes it far more productive. And this carbamide, which he then used to buy a skyscraper for $17 million in New York City. And in the process, he was invited to the Council of to join the Council for American-Soviet Trade and meet with then-Vice President George H.W. Bush, a long way from being a cabbie. These individuals all come together with the Donald Trump in 2006. They were all business partners on the Trump Soho project in Lower Manhattan in 2006. The project was a collaboration between the Trump Organization and the Bayrock Group of Arif and Sater and the Tamir Sapir Organization. So all three of those characters with Trump in on the Trump Soho project, another luxury, endless line of luxury hotels, crass luxury hotels by the Donald in Manhattan in New York City. This was the last building project that Trump engaged in before becoming president. Now, the potential Russian intelligence connections of Arif and Sapir are considering their unlikely rises to great wealth. Now, Felix Sater is already known for his well-established connections to the Russian mafia, and he was also turned back against the Russian mob and probably Russian intelligence, too, by our own FBI. So he turned against his own kind and was recruited by the FBI, apparently, to counter intelligence against his own amigos, his own associates in the Russian mob. He plays both sides of the street at the same time, apparently. So, yes, Daryl Issa is right to suggest the appointment of a special prosecutor to look into Donald Trump's ties with Russia. The circumstantial evidence surrounding Donald Trump and his involvement with Russians of dubious character throws up red flags all too self-evident to merely gloss over or ignore. Above all else, Trump truly loves money, money for its own sake. It's his very identity. No one goes to such great lengths to remind people that you are, in fact, a billionaire, unless it serves as a prop or crutch for a very fragile ego. And Trump will seek it out, no matter the shadiness of the source. Unfortunately for Trump, Vladimir Putin has long since picked up on Donald's trail, a trail littered with dirty deeds, dirty deals involving dirty Russian operatives doing dirty deeds. Mr. Chairman, I call the first witness. Well, that concludes tonight's broadcast. Thank you for listening to Rough Riders Radio. This is the old Rough Rider himself, rounding third, heading for home. And remember, stay well, keep it lit, and as always, we ride, but you decide.
It's rolling. Jesus. Lord.
So, a Republican president, 1970s. I don't think so, Donald. I don't think so. Donald, shut up. Go to hell. Go to hell. You're a douchebag. You're a douchebag. You're an utter fucking douchebag. I don't care. You're a douchebag. No, you don't. We're going to wrap you up. We're going to hem you up. Lock it up. There you go. No. He's done. He's done for. Good. No one missed him. That's cool. Mm-hmm. So what happened? I mean, it flips. What happened? Nothing. 3,940 to 3,960, 3,961 to 3,940. I know what I saw. I mean, what the blankety blank happened? All right, well. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. No. No, not really. Jesus. let me see. 9 o'clock? Oh, Lordy.
If I were the President of the United States and I knew there was a cloud hanging over me and my administration, I would move heaven and earth to clear the air. It'd be you. 415-808-0808. That is exactly 912. And that means, well, you know, pretty great.
Here goes.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.